Well, in an hour, it's Dad's army. For our viewers in Wales, it's Pebbly Cum.
Right now, for our younger listeners, we join Fred Harris and Play School.
Hello, welcome to Play School. I'm Fred. Can you see what I'm doing? That's right. It's a little frog dancing on the tin.
Can we just hold there, please, Brian?
It's Fred.
Ah, sorry. Yes, of course, Fred. I do apologise. Well, a couple of things. Number one, can you see? You asked the question there. Can you see what I'm doing? We're on the radio. You don't need to ask. I mean, you can ask if you can hear what you're doing. And the other thing is, you don't really need to introduce yourself. We'll take it from the top. We'll go from there.
Okay.
And recording.
Can you see what I'm doing? That's right.
Sorry, Derek.
No, it's Fred.
Fred, sorry, apologies. Straight into, can you see what I'm doing?
I am so sorry. I really am. It's just a habit, isn't it, from being on the TV?
Yes, I totally understand. But could we just go from the top one more time, if we can, please, Johnny, if that's all right.
It's Fred.
Okay, recording.
Can you hear what I'm doing? That's right. It's a little frog dancing on a tin can. Just a minute. Sorry, can I just ask?
Yes, what is it, Chloe?
It's Fred. This is quite a visual thing that I'm doing. You know, it's hard to describe every single thing in every detail.
Okay, so can we just possibly move it on? Should we just try another segment, if that's okay? We'll just go and go by the windows and move on to a piece there.
Yes. Okay.
Okay then, Derek. When you're ready.
It's Fred.
Sorry, I do apologise. Fred, when you're ready.
And now we're going to listen through the brown window.
Thursday evening entertainment here on BBC One. And at 7 o'clock, it's Tomorrow's World.
We're here in Japan, looking at the world's first shoe toilet.
Then at 7:30, the Doctor faces an extraordinary foe.
Doctor, what creature is attacking us?
Peripatetic aliens! 8:15, and it's Terry and June. And Terry is locked out of the car.
Terry?
June!
Terry?
June!
Terry?
June!
With the news at 9 o'clock. At 9:35, the continuing story of intrigue and passion in Hide Your Precipice.
Are we, pray tell, to descend into a state of utter disregard for propriety and respect? It is beyond comprehension that anyone could be so reckless as to cast aside something with such disregard for the beauty and order of my estate. This is not a mere matter of cleanliness, but a reflection of the moral decay that seems to permeate society at large. Have we lost all sense of responsibility and decorum? I shall not tolerate such behaviour within my domain. Let it be known that I shall spare no effort in ensuring that the integrity of Pemberley remains unblemished by the careless actions of those who would defile it. This is not simply a matter of aesthetics, but a testament to the values upon which the estate had been built. I trust that this admonition shall serve as a reminder to all who tread upon these grounds. Respect and reverence shall be shown to Pemberley, and all that it represents, lest one incur the full extent of my displeasure. Let this be a warning to all who dare to desecrate the sanctity of this estate.
I just want me ball back, please.
And that's your lineup for tonight's television.
Listen through the brown window.
Bayek. I'm just a normal, simple northern person who's supposed to be relatable to the normal, simple listener who's imagined to be the core demographic of this commercial radio advertisement. It's patronising, I know, but at least it provides a bit of work for an actor whose services are in low demand. In this scenario, I'm experiencing some sort of simple, normal problem, which requires a product or service. I am a southern, more authoritative voice here to inform you of a product or service that will remedy the simple, normal northern person's problem in a tone that urges the listener to pull their socks up and tackle the problem right away and stop being such a useless, dithering piece of shit. E-by North. That were simple. And sold to easy. Thanks, product or service.
Here's the name of the product or service, sung to an annoying tune.
Finally, some words delivered at a pace so fast that it renders the words barely comprehensible. In fact, you could probably slip subliminal messages in, including some legal shit and directing you to a website for full terms and conditions.
Listen through the brown window.
I won't be long, darling. I'm just popping down to the shops.
Brush your teeth. That was a public information radio broadcast from the government.
Listen through the brown window, so can I write to me.
A blockbuster at bedtime. Chapter 3 of Rocky 4 by Sylvester Stallone. Rocky makes a big decision.
Adrian, darling. Where are you?
In the kitchen, Rocky, darling.
Oh, there you are, darling. One can easily get lost in this big house.
Yes, it's certainly a step up from our poor and humble beginnings.
Something smells good.
I'm just roasting some lamb. Did you want something, darling?
I've been thinking, Adrian. I think I should fight this Drago chap. You know, in a boxing match.
Oh, Rocky... I thought you were done with all that boxing. You know how I worry, and it's not as if we need the money. We've got everything we need.
I know that, but I think this fight is about something bigger than us. I've thought it through. I've just been for a drive through the city streets at night with some stirring rock music playing. I thought about all the things that have happened to me in the first three chapters of my life. Listen, fighting Drago wouldn't be about the money. Or avenging the death of my best pal, Apollo Creed. Though I must admit I'm ready to give him a biff on the nose for that. It's about East and West coming together in sportsmanship. Imagine, Adrian darling, an end to the Cold War.
In a blockbuster at bedtime's adaptation of Rocky IV, Adrian was played by Maggie Gordon-Walker. Rocky was played by a top celeb.
And now we go over to Delph and Jan for an afternoon chat.
I just, because I never go to Alfred's, I think I've been twice in all my life.
I know.
You said the same thing, and there we were, both in Alfred's. I was getting some car fresh. You were getting car mats, weren't you?
Yeah, something new. I've got a IIA go.
Toyota.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We got a Yaris. It's quite old. It's in a 5.2 plate or something, but it's only done 9,000 miles. We hardly use it, to be honest.
Well, Terry bought me it new last February.
You're still with Terry?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, it's been up and down. Unfortunately, not in bed. He's gone off it. Gone off it completely.
Well, because you two were...
We were all over each other.
I know. You used to have all sorts of adventures and stuff. And, I'm sorry. Well, the last time I saw you were... You and Terry, we weren't getting on then, and I'm surprised. I'm surprised you're still together. Well, I'll be honest with you.
Can I just say, it was touch and go about 6 years ago, and I said to him, Terry, I know you work offshore, I know you bring lots of money into the house, and we have lovely holidays, but you're not touching me anymore. And he said, look, love, It's been on my mind. I'm glad you brought it up. I've gone off it. He said, I'm not seeing anyone else. I'm not seeing anyone else. But I'm off it. So we came to an arrangement where I go in the spare room to myself off if I'm Randy. And he does his word puzzles. And then I come straight back into bed. You know, as if nothing happened. Bit red around the gills.
Does he not want to pleasure himself at all? Was there no, like...
Well, I've not seen any trace.
No.
This is Radio for Schools. Singing with Mrs. Sellers right now, and Mrs. Sellers is joined by the children of the Ogilvy Primary School in Glasgow.
Children, yes, it's Mrs. Sellers here, ready to take you through another musical adventure. Today we're tackling the timeless classic Morning Has Broken. So grab your songbooks and let's get started. Now, pay attention. We'll start with the first verse. Remember to enunciate clear. and follow my lead. And... brilliant. Fantastic effort, children. But let's start again, shall we? Remember, keep your voices steady and the timing just right. One, two, three, and... Now, let's give it another go, shall we? It's morning. We're not in mourning. Susan, please refrain from hitting the same pitch as a cat. And for the love of harmony, someone remember to breathe. Now, come on, children. We can do this. Focus and begin. And... for the love of Mozart, this is supposed to be a harmonious choir, not a cacophony of confusion. Will you please get it right? Now, I'm starting to lose my cool. You massive set of bats.
You're listening Through the Brown Window.
We have a question from Ethel in the audience. Ethel, what's your question for our gardening panel?
Hello, dear. Yes, my chlamydia has a splendid bloom this year, but it's looking rather lifeless now. Oddly, my neighbour's chlamydia seems to be thriving. Any tips to keep in mind looking vibrant? Also, could you suggest a homemade fertiliser for my areole? I've noticed brown spots on mine.
Aye, dear me. That sounds like your chlamydia might be suffering from a bit of a setback. Firstly, it might be best to make sure it's getting enough sunlight and water. And pruning can also help encourage new growth for your chlamydia. And you talked about homemade fertiliser. Compost tea made from kitchen scraps can be really helpful, I find, anyway. And you just dilute it and apply it around the area of your areole, and that should perk it up nicely.
Check out the best of reggae. Feel Irie with Obla Dee Obla Da by the Beatles. Get Into It, Mon, with Sea Moon by Paul McCartney and his classic Wings. What better way to praise Jah than with the theme from QI? It's totally tropical. And why not touch up your roots with the all-time reggae classic, the theme from Bergerac? The best of reggae, available now.
You're listening through the brown window. Listen through the brown window.
You're listening through the brown window.
Pike, just the man I wanted to see. We have an important task ahead of us today.
Oh, yes, sir. What would you like me to do?
We're recruiting for the Home Guard, Pike. So new volunteers to defend our town. I've been preparing a few interview questions here, and I thought you could assist me.
Oh, righto, sir. I'll do my best.
Excellent. Now, let's see. First question. What skills do you possess that would be beneficial to the Home Guard?
How about being good at cricket, sir?
This is not a village fete. It's a matter of national security.
Right, sir, sorry.
We'll try again. Let's have a look. How about asking about their ability to handle firearms?
But isn't that a bit dangerous, sir?
We're in the Home Guard, Pike. We need brave men willing to defend our country. Permission to speak, sir? What is it, Jones? I've got a cracking idea for a recruitment slogan, sir. They don't like it up 'em. Jones, we can't go around saying things like that anymore. Oh, right, sir. Sorry about that, sir.
Well, I quite like it, sir. It's quite catchy.
Pike, why does this not surprise me? You stupid. Pronouns. We must remember to ask about pronouns as part of their interview questions. Get that down, please, Pike.
All right, sir. Pronouns. Cat Mennering?
What is it?
What is a pronoun?
Excellent question, Pike. A pronoun is a word we use to replace a noun in a sentence. For example, instead of saying Private Pike went to the store, we could say he went to the store.
Oh, I see. So it's like when you call me a stupid boy, but then you say he instead of my name?
Well, yes, as a manner of speaking, Pike. Ah, Wilson, come in. Excuse me,
sir. I couldn't help overhearing your explanation about pronouns. Quite enlightening, I must say.
Ah, Wilson, I'm glad you could join us. Yes, we were just discussing the importance of such words in our communications.
Well, indeed, sir. They might add, your analogy with Private Pike was quite ingenious, sir. Yes. And, yeah.
Well, thank you, Wilson. It's essential to make these concepts understandable for everyone, even if it means using Pike as an example.
Quite so. I was just saying. I was just, you know,
Wilson.
Wilson, you never cease to amaze me with your wit. Pike, I think we might need to consider interview questions for a new sergeant.
As I walked home from work, just outside Tesco Metro, a small crowd had gathered. I couldn't quite see what they were looking at, but they seemed to be crowded around a figure huddled on the floor. Of course, I was curious and decided to take a better look. As I fought my way into the center of the circle of shouting and jeering people, I noticed on the floor, bleeding quite profusely, was Boris Johnson. Weeping and sobbing and flailing his arms and shouting, forgive me, but of course the crowd ignored his pleas and kept throwing frozen peas at him, each having a whole bag. Take that, Boris, they shouted. Eat your peas, Boris. See who's laughing now, Boris.
That was a party political broadcast by the Gender Reveal Party.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.